Number of families on rural properties dwindles in Queensland's southwest. The Bush Telegraph is falling silent. Residents are calling for more automated flood gauges and river systems for more accurate information during floods. For generations, when remote properties were cut off from floodwaters, graziers could rely on the old Bush Telegraph for updates on river heights. However, as the carbon farming industry has grown across the Paroo Shire, many properties have been left without managers or caretakers. The impact was felt during the flooding in the region earlier this year, with resident Ree Newsham stating, "Water went where people didn't know it would go. We don't have a lot of neighbours, which makes it really difficult to get the right information about what's happening, where it's happening, and when." The Bureau of Meteorology says it will acquire and upgrade 1,600 flood assets owned by local governments in the next 10 years.
A Gold Coast father and son pair have been charged with counts of aiding suicide after operating a backyard euthanasia clinic and trafficking euthanasia drugs meant for animals. Brett Taylor and his son operated a business called End of Life Services, which was linked to the death of a Hope Island man recently and a potential 20 more. Queensland police first started investigating the business after toxicology reports from the man found the lethal amounts of veterinarian euthanasia drugs in his system. Police will allege that Taylor had falsified a charity to buy the drugs and chased down business opportunities in their most desperate moments. In national news, a Victorian childcare worker who has been accused of sexual offences against female toddlers says he was unaware of his ban from the industry, which has exposed more flaws in the current system. The accused has worked across 5 Good Start centres in the Ballarat region. He was banned by Victorian Education Department back in December, however still retained a valid Working with Children check until this August. Both Good Start and the accused were unaware of the department's ban for 4 months, allowing him to continue to work. Steve, the father of a toddler at one of the childcare centres, first complained about the accused's behaviour in August 2023. However, police are yet to contact him. "There needs to be an inquiry," he said. "I'm just angry and upset. I feel like we have been let down by the system and failed, to be honest." Steve said he was disgusted by the accused's denials of the allegations.
Queensland's community of PNG residents have celebrated 50 years since the independence of the country in 1975. Around 5,000 people attended the festival located in Logan, near Brisbane, travelling from Queensland interstate and PNG. PNG was once an Australian territory from 1906 until 1975, and the event celebrated the country through culture, dance and food, as well as parading the traditional items of clothing worn by the community. Veronica Henderson, representative from the Papua New Guinea Federation Queensland's Incorporated, has said that the day held celebrations of culture and community. "We've had to assist some of our provincial community groups because they've needed to bring people from Papua New Guinea, not just people, also the traditional wear that they need to bring," she said. "Independence is a celebration of my community and coming together. It's a lovely, warm community and just a wonderful celebration." In international news, bombs from World War II are still having devastating effects to communities in Papua New Guinea, but a recent program is training locals to remove them. The PNG government has partnered with the Halo Trust to activate a new program to remove unexploded weapons, in which the trust has also conducted in Ukraine, Afghanistan, and Iraq. The munitions that have been left in PNG by Allied and Japanese forces have killed or injured approximately 25,000 people, according to the Halo Trust. Currently, the training involves using equipment such as metal detectors and learning how to excavate and remove ammunition from the ground. Mr. Stephen Talu, PNG manager for the program, has spoken of the importance of the education in this program. He said, "Another component is to conduct explosive ordnance risk education. We'll go to schools and communities and teach them about the dangers."
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with light winds. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 26, and the UV is expected to reach 8, which is considered very high. That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Before we go any further, you must know, this one comes with a language and content warning.